says 27-year-old Tom Begay was arrested on Tuesday and will make a court appearance today in Farmington, New Mexico. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Have you been to usaradio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
President Obama heads to Flint, Michigan today to get a close-up perspective on the toxic water crisis there. The president getting a briefing on efforts to deal with the crisis. He'll also hear directly from some residents in a roundtable discussion. The resident will then deliver remarks at a high school in Flint. An American soldier has been killed in Iraq, USA Radio's Jason Wirt reports.
An American soldier is dead after a rocket-propelled grenade attack by the Islamic terrorist group ISIS in Iraq. Lisa Deftari of the Foreign Desk told USA Radio News about the soldier.
This particular Navy SEAL was a part of American Special Forces that came to help out and assist in helping the Peshmerga.
The White House refused to call it a combat death, saying the death happened during support operations. I'm Jason Wirt.
Many parents think their teenagers are addicted to their smartphones, and their children often agree with them. Jack Nakos is a partner in tech firm Calibrate, and he says that he knows how quickly people can get addicted to their cell phones.
When I get home from work, my wife, she likes to make me take the phone to, you know, our bedroom for at least an hour so I can unplug, hang with my son and her as well.
It's a situation that a poll by CommonSenseMedia.com finds increasingly common. A survey of 1,200 parents and children finding 59% of parents think their teens are addicted to their phones. An opinion shared by 50% of the teens that were polled. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com. The studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio. Weather, 49 degrees in Flemington right now. Rain and 100% chance of precipitation today. Actually, it just changed on me. It's overcast and 100% chance of precipitation. Today is May 4th, 2016. Showers with patchy drizzle, highs in the lower 50s. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 100%. Patchy drizzle tonight. Showers low in the mid-40s. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 80%. Cloudy and a chance of showers with patchy drizzle in the morning tomorrow, then a chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. Are you sensing a pattern here? We have showers likely on Friday, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny in the afternoon. Chance of showers, 30% on Saturday. Partly sunny with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the 60s on Sunday. Finally, mostly sunny and highs in the upper 60s on Monday, and Tuesday the 10th, mostly sunny, mid-70s. That's the temperatures now in our area. Forty-nine in Clinton Township, 49 in Kingwood, 49 across the board, as a matter of fact. 47 up in Hampton, 49 up in Glen Gardner, and 47 in Tewksbury. Good morning, Hunterdon, on Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see, we never ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. The way we do Proud Mary.
And keep rolling on the river.
Listen to the story now.
Left a good job down in the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And I was worried about the way the thing might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Oh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on a river.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C. You're going to be live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. And it's my job to get you out and about in your day. Going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. All right, well, this is Ike and Tina. Proud Mary, you know that. Why? Well, Petite and Proud Day. Along with many other celebration services for the week of today. We'll get to those in just a minute. First things first, though, I gotta get the traffic. Wanted to keep that one going, didn't you? Alright, HERTTV.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them, you'll get them by email. You can check those emails on your smartphone, or you can follow them on Twitter. We had congestion earlier this morning on 78. Continues eastbound exit 7 on 78. There's an accident. Delays back to exit 3. And 1 to 2 lanes are closed all the way back to exit 3 as of 7:30 this morning. 202 southbound, Raritan Township. Accident south of Johanna Farms Road in front of Flemington Audi. Delays in both directions. So we got some things happening that are slowing things down. 202 southbound and 78 eastbound. Drive safe, sound smart. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunt Shiba Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntChamber.com? We'll see if that's going to continue. At 8:40, we talk with Diane Lane. We go traveling. Diane takes us to various exotic places in the world and tells us how to get there with really cool suppliers of travel. The rest of the show, eclectic mix of information, including a story about another cafe. We lost yet another cafe. through fire. That's two in a row, 2 days. So it's not really suspicious, but it's very coincidental, and we'll talk about that on the second hour of Hunter Chamber Radio.com. At 10 o'clock, we have Modern Design. Richard Scuderi comes on and talks about how to make affordable, realistic solutions to improve your home in the interior. And so he talks with suppliers and interior design idea folks, and they do that from 10 to 11. Rocker, Raising Conscious Kids Radio with Kim Pramatic is on from 11 to 12. She wants to help kids and their guardians and parents to be more technologically savvy and more equipped for today's challenges. Counselor Chat, Ruth Altamar Roll is on from noon to 1. Ruth uses her 30 years of experience as a licensed practitioner to talk about how to overcome and deal with relationship skills, parenting skills, anger and stress management. She brings all that to you and takes in calls as well, 908-237-0410. Hunterdon's Young Professionals are on from 1 to 2. Gina Lentini and Eric come on and talk about being 20-something and owning a business. Richard Scuderi comes back from 2 to 3, answering your questions via Facebook, Twitter, phone calls, email, text messages, anything you can do to get to him. He will take your question and help you with your design dilemma. Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly are on from 3 to 4, talented people, exposing you and introducing you to people that are up-and-comers, public speakers, doctors, research scientists, anything they can, and authors. They can bring all that to you and give you information about people who are making a name for themselves in the Jeannie Murphy public relations stable of folks. That is the entire HuntChamber.com schedule. It is all there on the HuntChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep.
Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
For the month, week, and day from BrianRax.com. Let's find out what's going on. Continue with all the nationals now. It's Maytag Month, Melanoma Skin Cancer Detection and Prevention Month, Motorcycle Safety Month, and Mystery Month. National Allergy Asthma Awareness Month, National Barbecue Month. Chef Bill might be able to help you with that on 11 o'clock on Mondays. National Better Hearing Month, National Bike Month, National Egg Month, National Foster Care Month, National Good Car Keeping Month, National Guide Dog Month, National Hamburger Month, National Hepatitis Awareness Month, High Blood Pressure Education Month, National Inventors Month, Neurofibromatosis Awareness Month, World Lyme Disease Awareness Month, National Meditation Month, National Mediterranean Diet Month, National Mental Health Month. Larry Cartwright, Nami of Hunterdon, Mental Health Matters on Mondays. National Military Appreciation Month. We'll talk a little bit about somebody who's helping our retired military a little later on in the show. National Moving Month, National Pet Month, National Osteoporosis Prevention Month, National Photo Month, National Physical Fitness and Sports Month, National Physiotherapy Month, National Preservation Month, National Salad Month, National Salsa Month, Service Dog Eye Examination Month, National Smile Month, National Stroke Awareness Month, National Sweet Vidalia Onions Month, National Toddler Immunization Month, National Tuberous Sclerosis Month, and National Water Safety Month. Move on to the week. Choose Privacy Week, National Tourism Week, Be Kind to Animals Week, Children's Mental Health Week, Dating and Life Coach Recognition Week, Drinking Water Week, Flexible Work Arrangement Week, Goodwill Industries Week, International Clitoris Awareness Week, National Alcohol and Drug Related Birth Defects Awareness Week, National Anxiety and Depression Awareness Week, National Correctional Officers Week, National Family Week, National Hug Holiday Week, National Pet Week, National Postcard Week, National Raisin Week, National Small Business Week, National Wildflower Week, North American Occupational Safety and Health Week, Public Safety Recognition Week, Update Your References Week, Teacher Appreciation Week, we'll talk a little bit about that later on the show, Children's Book Week, National Safety Stand Down Week, National Wildflower Week, Work at Home Moms Week, PTA Teacher Appreciation Week, Screen Free Week, Digital Detox. U.S. Radio was talking about kids addicted to their smartphones. World Dystonia Awareness Week. And for today, finally, it's May the 4th be with you. Little Star Wars joke, right? Tom Hashoa, Holocaust Remembrance Day. Great American Grump Out. Intergalactical Star Wars Day. International Firefighters Day. We had our firefighters working hard to help Cafe Cicchetti and Rosemont Cafe. International Respect for Chickens Day. National Day in Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy. Occupational Safety Health Day. Petite and Proud Day. World Give Day. National Life Insurance Day. And Bike to School Day. How many people do that nowadays? Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLux.com. Pick something and get involved. We move on to a little vitamin C, where kids actually are teaching and learning how to make a difference. Right now on HuntChamberRadio.com. Craig Turpin reports that Hunterdon County students helped plant trees on Arbor Day. Several Hunterdon County schools marked Arbor Day last week. Tewksbury Elementary School hosted an Arbor Day ceremony on April 29th. Principal Richard Miller, Tewksbury Township Mayor Peter Millick, and Forestry Board Delegate Norman Degman were joined by local Boy Scout Master Paul Fabiano, as well as students and scouts. Free seedlings were also given to students. Reading Fleming Intermediate School in Flemington held its 11th annual Arbor Day celebration on April 28th. The ceremony included a musical performance, a reading of a book, The Giving Tree, and a presentation of facts and information about trees and a tree-themed game show. The event was held in conjunction with Flemington and its Shade Tree Commission, who attended along with Flemington Mayor Phil Greiner, Flemington Borough Council members, and district officials. The tree is donated annually by the commission. This year, one student won a tree planting at their home, and each person in attendance will receive a sapling to plant in honor of Arbor Day. The event was organized by fifth grader teacher Annabella Tavares and supported by the student staff, school administration, and members of the garden club. That's a catch-22, is it not? The good news is that we have reported on two schools in our area that still recognize Arbor Day. The bad news? There's a lot of other ones that we didn't recognize. And I hope they were doing something. We get to appreciate or take for granted the trees that help us process the carbon dioxide and change it back into oxygen. Without them, we'd not be talking to you right now. So it's glad to see that Arbor Day continues to be focused on, but man, we take it for granted so often, do we not? Vitamin C for today. It's time for celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, 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 oh. This is your birthday song. Oh, 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 oh.
Celebration all night long.
Oh, 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 oh.
From May 4th, 2016, Bridge of Spies, Victoria Lee is 15. Weeds, Alexander Gould is 22. From Awkward, Ashley Rickards is 24. Because of Winn-Dixie, Courtney Gines is 24. Fright Night, Grace Phipps is 24. The Pride and Three Musketeers, Freddie Fox is 27. American Sniper, Leon Charles Farmer is 32. Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, Jesse Moss is 33. A Cinderella Story, Brad Bufonda is 33. A NSYNC singer, Lance Bass is 37. Television personality, Dancing with the Stars, Ellen Andrews is 38. Juno and Ginger Snaps, Emily Perkins is 39. Brown Sugar, Kimora Lee Simpson is 41. Pirates of the Caribbean, Oscar Yanita is 41. Green Day bassist Mike Dirnt is 44. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Will Arnett is 46. Actress in SNL Anna Gasteyer is 49. Need for Speed Stevie Ray Dillmore is 49.
the Waltons. Mary Beth McDonough is 55. The Madness of King George, Anthony Kalf, is 57. Country music singer Randy Travis is 57. Singer and dancer Pia Zadora is 62. Soul singer Oleta Adams is 63. The Boondock Saints actor David Della Rocca is 64. Jackson 5, Jackie Jackson is 65. Motley Crue guitarist Mick Mars is 65. Friends, Kelly Hicks is 66. Country music singer Stella Parton is 67. Actor and Jack Reacher, Richard Jenkins is 69. Cartoon voicist Russie Taylor, 72. Angels lead singer Peggy Santaglia is 72. Television political commentator George F. Will is 75. Guitarist Dick Dale is 79. Comedian Pete Barbuti is 82. Opera soprano Roberta Peters is 86. And World Golf Hall of Famer Betsy Rawls, 88. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntchamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a few minutes. Michelle Hyde is up next.
Oh, she didn't bat an eye as I packed my bags to leave. I thought she would start to cry.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We had a tremendous victory tonight. It was a tremendous victory.
The GOP now calling for Republicans to rally around Donald Trump. Republican National Committee Chairman Ron Priebus says Trump is the presumptive nominee, and now Republicans need to unite and focus on defeating Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump winning a decisive victory in Indiana, runner-up Ted Cruz suspending his bid for the White House, Bernie Sanders confident in his chances against Donald Trump in the race for the White House, the Vermont senator talking to reporters after being named the projected winner of the Indiana primary.
I would love to run against them, and I'm absolutely confident that not only we would beat them, but we'd beat them by a pretty large number.
Sanders says Donald Trump doesn't have the policy background, the demeanor, or the ideas to be commander-in-chief. A bill that would have let Georgia students carry concealed guns on college campuses and dad their governor vetoing that measure yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods. No MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic. Nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
A Northern California doctor says he was supposed to treat Prince for an addiction to painkillers. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reports the legendary artist had an appointment with Dr. Howard Cornfield on April 22nd. That turned out to be the day after he died. The paper says that Cornfield is an authority on painkiller addiction treatments. A young girl was kidnapped, her body later found, the FBI arresting the suspect. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has that story.
The FBI says they've made an arrest in connection with the kidnapping and death of an 11-year-old girl taken from a Navajo reservation in New Mexico. The body of Ashlyn Mike was discovered on Tuesday just a few miles south of the Shiprock Pinnacle in northwestern New Mexico. In a statement, the FBI says 27-year-old Tom Begay was arrested on Tuesday and will make a court appearance today in Farmington, New Mexico. I'm Anthony Lucero.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
President Obama heads to Flint, Michigan today to get a close-up perspective on the toxic water crisis there. The president getting a briefing on efforts to deal with the crisis. He'll also hear directly from some residents in a roundtable discussion. The resident will then deliver remarks at a high school in Flint. An American soldier has been killed in Iraq, USA Radio's Jason Wirt reports.
An American soldier is dead after a rocket-propelled grenade attack by the Islamic terrorist group ISIS in Iraq. Lisa Deftari of the Foreign Desk told USA Radio News about the soldier.
This particular Navy SEAL was a part of American Special Forces that came to help out and assist in helping the Peshmerga.
The White House refused to call it a combat death, saying the death happened during support operations. I'm Jason Wirt.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle. We got the investment update. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's still, we keep talking about the weather and it gets worse.
I know.
Oh, man. The weekend's going to be wet and Mother's Day is going to be wet. And well, it's still early, but we'll see. So
Exactly. I know. I'm like long sleeves again and wetter. Yeah.
Feels like early winter, doesn't it? It's kind of weird.
It does. It's very weird. Very weird.
What are we doing with the markets?
The markets are feeling the weather that we're feeling here as well, although the futures did look a little bit uglier when I first woke up this morning. We've paired some of the losses. However, let's see where to begin. GDP, private sector jobs, 156,000 jobs were added in April, so less than the expected 195,000. About 13,000 were lost in manufacturing, and it was pretty broad-based across all sectors. So those figures, again, you know, were quite a bit less than what the economists were expecting. You know, on Friday, we have the government jobs number. You know, so once those two of those are incorporated, we'll have a better picture in terms of whether or not those figures are going to be affecting the Fed when they meet in June.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see. In corporate news, I mentioned, I forget if it was yesterday or the day before, Sanofi had put a bid out to cancer drug maker Medivation, and according to Reuters, Pfizer has now expressed an interest in bidding for the cancer drug maker, and so that raises the possibility, you know, of Pfizer and Sanofi, you know, figuring out who's going to offer the better deal to them. So stay tuned for that. Let's see. In Europe, we had Royal Dutch Shell posting a sharp fall in earnings for the first 3 months of this year, basically their first earnings report since they purchased BG Group. So that was weighing in over in Europe. In overnight trading, we had the Asia-Pacific region mostly lower, you know, based upon what happened yesterday in the U.S. Europe, again, is trading a bit lower. I know the U.K. was down just under 2% as of a few minutes ago. And here in the U.S., futures are currently trading lower. Like I said, they pared back some of the losses. Dow futures down somewhere around 80, S&P down 12, NASDAQ down about 30. We did have some earnings coming out this morning. We had Time Warner beating. We had Priceline missing. A couple more companies reported as well. Later on today, we have Kraft Heinz, Tesla, and 21st Century Fox once the market wraps up today. So it looks like we will be opening yet again in the red and kind of see where we go from here. But it does look like at least, again, over a very short period of time, some of that, the market jitters are coming back into the market, trying to gauge where we are at this point in time.
All right. I was just looking up two articles that caught my eye. One of them is, you remember this guy named Bill Gross?
Yeah. Well, Bill, how can we forget Bill Gross?
Bill has resurfaced in Janus, which you had told us about a while ago. But we hadn't heard from Bill in a while. And all of a sudden, Bill is talking about in his newsletter that he's suggesting that the Fed has to throw in more quantitative easing to... Which is freaking me out because that would go completely against his bond interest.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I don't understand that at all. So that's
pretty
interesting. And then another website, MarketWatch, says that the next housing crisis is pending, and they're basing it on the fact that they're starting to see another situation where we're going back into house flipping and crazy quick mortgages and crazy quick price volatility. So apparently we've forgotten what life was like prior to about 8 years ago when we went through this whole nonsense again. Now, there are regulations that are hopefully avoiding what happened 8 or 9 years ago. But the fact that people have found another way to do it is a little disturbing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Interesting. Well, you know, it's interesting because most people that you talk to that are looking to get mortgages, I mean, the rules have tightened up so much that even in cases where people have a very solid credit rating, good financial statements, they're having, you know, some resistance as far as getting what they're looking for. But yeah, I guess there will always be firms and banks and mortgage brokers that are, you know, take on a higher level of risk, thus, you know, offering certain things to certain products that may not be good for everyone overall. I'll just say that. So yeah, interesting. But that's interesting that you mentioned the house flipping because, you know, I'm starting to hear more and more, again, this is just a very short, you know, piece of the overall pie in the U.S. market, but more people starting to think about flipping houses again. You know, even people that, you know, have never been landlords or have never, you know, aren't even handy themselves. You know, it's one thing if you're looking at it from an investment perspective and you yourself can do the work and you know how to do it and you have all of your ducks in a row as far as your own finances and you don't start commingling everything. But, yeah, sometimes when kind of the general public says, oh, this sounds like a good deal before really researching and understanding what they're getting themselves into, you know, that's where things can start to, you know, kind of turn around and bite them.
Yep.
So that's interesting. Yeah.
You got to know what you're getting into. Got to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
the thing is a free lunch.
Nothing like a free lunch, yes. So we
have a... good to be true. Yes.
Sorry?
Yeah.
I missed that.
If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is and requires a lot of work. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There you go. You're absolutely right. Everybody looks to – the grass is always greener. They're always looking at the easy sale, the easy money, and chances are it doesn't work out. And then you're intertwined in a mess, and you have to somehow now spend more money and more time to resolve the problem when you should have just gone the better, the high quality way in the first instance. So very cool. All right, Michelle.
All right.
Appreciate it as always. So we got a down day going on right now, and we're finishing up, I guess, earnings season, and things are getting kind of tuckered out, looks like. So.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And it won't be long before we start yet another one, right?
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly. Oh, another little tidbit. Yesterday, you know, in terms of where is the money going, there was someone on from iShares, and they said from, I think it's over the last 18 months, the iShare ETF TIP for the TIP portfolio has had a 40% increase in new money. So people are starting to feel that at some point we're going to inflation, and they're looking to protect themselves against if we are going into a rising interest rate environment at some point, looking to at least have a little bit of protection there. But I thought that was a pretty big number as far as the number of new inflows going into that fund.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it's interesting because the Fed has been keeping it under wraps for now. It's been 9 months. They've been almost a year they've been talking about this. So
right. We
really haven't seen anything indicating that they're in any rush to raise interest rates. They tried to push that one in, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. They've been holding pat for the rest of the time. So
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
We'll see.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You have a great day, and hopefully you'll catch a ray of sunshine sometime today.
Somewhere. Exactly.
All right. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, Michelle. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. You can catch the archive from yesterday. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and HuntChimber.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Diane Lane in just a minute.
Instead, Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
All right. It's time to talk with Diane Lane of D&L Travel, and what she does for me is she takes me away to talk about exotic places. So, good morning, Diane. I hear you're feeling better. That's good.
Yes. So everybody, I hope, is feeling better. I know pollens have been an issue for everybody.
Yep. So, a early happy Mother's Day to you.
Thanks.
And
we had a lot of celebration this past weekend. My daughter's baby shower. She's having twins.
Well, that's a pretty good way to have a Mother's Day. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's why we did it.
All right. Sheesh. That's great. She's due in the near future, is she?
July 3rd, but they think she'll go early. I go by the moon. The full moon is June 20th, so we'll see.
All right.
Nope.
All right. Otherwise, there could be some big fireworks. We'll see. All right.
Oh, God, yeah. Yes, definitely.
That's awesome. All right. Well, congratulations. This is our first children?
Yeah, and it's a boy and a girl. It'll be her last, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's gotten in the deep end of the pool, isn't it? Oh my goodness! All right, well that's great, Grandma. That's cool.
Thanks.
Do you have a grandma name yet?
Not really.
Oh, you're still working that one out?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty important. You got to figure it out. So my favorite part is my sister told my mother, when you pick your name, Mom, you got to have a name that you're not going to cringe when you hear it yelled in the middle of a supermarket.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. That's advice right there. So
yeah.
All right. So where are we going? Take me away.
I just want to touch base on the Carnival ship, the Phantom, that Adona, that set sail from Miami to Havana and finally made it there after 40 years going back to Cuba.
All right.
And they had 700 guests who really, you know, who would have thought? They were up to 2 weeks ago, they didn't know if they were going to be allowed to go in because government was relenting on the law prohibiting native Cubans to come back into the country via the cruise ship. So they figured it out and worked it out, and they allowed the ship to come in. So that was making the headlines a couple of weeks ago. Do you remember I was telling you about that?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So because some of the members and some of the big wigs of Carnival are from Cuba, and they set sail from Miami. They've lived in Miami, and they work in Miami. And so they got a chance to go and see what it's all about. So they spent 2 days in Havana, and they went to Cien Viejos, and then they went to Santiago, the second capital. But they have been fixing up the city. You can see by the pictures of what they're doing, you know, they're making a comeback of what Cuba used to be. So they're making a concerted effort. They know they got to treat the tourism to the right scope of how it used to be, because it's not how it was, you know, just recently. So, you know, it's going to work. It's going to take years, but it's getting there.
Yeah, that's a great first step, though. Interesting how Carnival, the executives kind of pressed for it because it's part of their heritage.
Yeah, I thought it was a great thing. And and the first officer, one of the executives, stepped off with his wife, you know, and it was a big to-do because they were Cuban.
Nice.
So Lyndon Ball is also launching, which is the Discovery people with National Geographic. They're also doing a culture marine-focused program for Cuba. So they're starting to get involved. It's still up in the air with the airlines, what cities are flying, what flights, what ports are going to be opening up. You know, they got a lot of work to do, lot.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's good, but you have to be in touch with travel agents to know what's happening in Cuba. You can't do it on your own.
Right. Speaking of airlines, I have a question for you, and I hope this doesn't derail everything you wanted to talk about today. But I read an article early this week that the Newark Airport is going to be moved to a Level 2 airport. They're taking the restrictions off of how many flights can leave per hour.
Well, I don't know yet because we haven't heard anything. I don't know what they're looking to do because they were supposed to start working on the airport up in Newburgh. Do you know where that airport is over the border?
Yeah.
Up in New York State.
Yep.
And they were going to make that an international airport because of the crowd between JFK and Newark, you know?
Right.
JFK has always had the international hub, and you always get better rates flying out of JFK, and maybe that's why they're moving the level up for Newark, because a lot of people want to fly out of Newark, and they're almost willing to pay that extra money not to have to drive into JFK.
Yeah,
I think that's the move that they're trying to get there, you know. Yeah. And then if LaGuardia, if New York State goes ahead and does the renovations on LaGuardia, how many people want to drive into LaGuardia? It's not happening.
Nope.
It's just as bad to go to LaGuardia as it is to go to JFK.
Yeah.
But they needed to renovate the airport.
Yeah.
They had to. It's old.
Yep.
So I think that's where that's coming from because of the construction that's going to be going on in LaGuardia.
Okay.
I think that's where that's coming from.
All right.
You know, I don't know what kind of delays they're going to have.
Well, the theory is that it'll allow some of the no-frills airlines to come into Newark
Right now they're negotiating with Spirit and Frontier. I'm hoping they open them up because, maybe even Southwest. A lot of people like flying Southwest.
Southwest does fly out of Newark.
Tom?
Southwest does fly out of Newark.
Yeah, but not a lot.
Not a lot, right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they gotta give them those slots, that have got to open up. And Frontier, a lot of people like Frontier, mm-hmm. and then they were closed, and then they were open at a Mercer in Trenton.
Yep.
So, and it's a very inexpensive way right now going out of Mercer.
Yeah.
And Atlantic City
right.
to fly down to Florida.
Yeah, Spirit goes out of AC.
Yeah,
so that's
Spirit,
cool.
Yeah, exactly. So
all right.
You have some options. If you're willing to drive 2.5 hours out of Atlantic City, you save yourself $200 or $300 of ticket.
Yep.
It's up to you, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
And Mercer's nice, too. And, there's a lot of interstate connections, like going up to Chicago and Indianapolis. Yeah.
No, Mercer's
like
awesome.
Out of Mercer. Right.
Mercer's awesome. But you gotta work out your schedule because they only fly once a day. So that's awesome. If they start to build that up a little bit more, man, I'm in. So.
Yeah, the airlines are making huge money on everything, and mm-hmm. they're not making deals on these tickets. You really got to search and work and look for discounts, and it's just, it's a lot of work to do it, and people are always looking for a better deal. When you have a family and you want to travel, it makes it tough.
Yep.
It does make it tough.
Okay. Well, I was going to get your input there.
Yeah, like I was talking last week about the trips to family. You can drive to Wyoming, go to the Grand Tetons National Park, and they offer a lot of stuff for the families to do stuff out in the West.
Right.
Yeah, because people, they don't want to fly.
Right.
It costs a lot of money.
Yep.
So you're trying to do things with the kids and plan things early, and it's very expensive when you have kids 7 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. and you're trying to make a decent vacation to enjoy it so the kids can say, oh, I want to go here, I want to go there. Yeah, well, I think that's why a lot of people take the Disney cruises, because there's a lot to do on the Disney cruises for families.
Right.
And a lot of times the Disney park is included on that trip, both the pre-cruising, and that you get a little bit of both,
Yep.
And it's like having an all-inclusive, because the cruise provides everything.
That's right. And the kids are contained, so you can actually relax a little bit.
Because they have a section for the adults to go off and have a good time.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Royal Caribbean has been a hit with families. They cater to that niche of families. They really have outdone themselves with all the cruise companies. Everybody else has been playing catch-up except for Disney. Disney sells their brand,
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you have Universal, and you have Legoland, and you have all the people, SeaWorld. Like I was telling you, you got all the different things coming back that are trying to vie for the same niche.
Mm-hmm.
And work with families and give them the discount and do the tours. And we were talking about family vacations, even Costa Rica and Hawaii. They're all trying to gear towards families. So, and the Canadian Rockies. Like I said, drive up there, have a good time.
Yep.
And they have the Glacier National Park
in
the Canadian Rockies and, the Glacier Skywalk.
Yep.
It's a glass platform 900 feet above the ice in Jasper National Park. You can get over and stop and see it. Columbia has a ice field at the must. It's an ancient glacier designed for vehicles. They transport them on the guests to the middle of the section and explore on foot.
Yep.
You get to see what it's actually like to be on a glacier.
I've done it. It's very cool. It's very cool.
Yeah. In Alberta,
In fact, if somebody said to me, Chris, you only got a choice between Alaska and the Canadian Rockies,
mm-hmm.
I would take the Canadian Rockies. I got the same sense of wonder, the same sense of amazement in the Canadian Rockies in a smaller geographical footprint. And really enjoyed the vistas and everything like that. So, Alaska's beautiful, but Canadian Rockies were just as good, if not better. So.
Did you go to Banff?
I did. Banff
you
Springs.
Did. So did you stay at the Fairmont?
I did, yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's back from the 1887s.
Yep.
It's based on a Scottish Baron castle.
Yep.
You got family suites. They got kids club, bowling, entertainment. They got everything there. You got it's an animal lover's place. It's right there,
yep.
Alberta, you know, in Alberta resort town. There's a national park with the same name. You know, you got hiking and wildlife watching,
yep.
Bighorn sheep, you know, mountain goats, elk, bear. So it's right. You don't have to go to Alaska. You can go to Canada.
And I played golf with the Banff Springs Golf Club, and it was one of my most favorite times because you're playing golf amongst these huge mountains. And,
right, massive.
It was incredible.
Yep, and they have ice field parks, which have peaks, waterfall, cliffs, and glaciers. It's a drive, you know, that you can stop at the, like I said, stop at the ice field, get out there, walk on there.
Yep.
And speaking of ice, Canada, in the north, Hotel de Glace in Quebec. Mm-hmm. It's the only ice hotel in North America. It's available from January 4th to March 28th. It's $200 a night, and you stay in the ice hotel. There's 44 rooms. It's made with 500 tons of ice, 30,000 tons of snow. It has a mini igloo. They have hot tubs, sauna, slides, a restaurant, an ice bar. You sleep in sleeping bags on ice.
Oh, wow.
You know, so if you want to try something crazy, there it is.
There you go.
You know.
Oh, my. I don't know about that.
Oh, my is right.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's really, yeah. And then if you're, the other thing that the kids are into is the Star Wars. You know, they got, Universal's done a real big thing about Star Wars.
Right.
Well, if anyone's into traveling to Ireland, where the movie was made is off an island called Skeeling Michael. And the townspeople were told that they were filming a documentary of the islands off 6 miles off the coast of Ireland. And this is a UNESCO World Heritage Site of a monastery that was built from the 6th to 8th century that they used all the scenes for Star Wars.
Wow.
It's uninhabited. But you can go see this island off the coast of Ireland. So if anybody wants to take their families to Ireland and see history of the castles and of and who's ever into golf, you know, you can go to Ireland with the families and still have a good time. You know what I mean?
Yep. Cool. All right.
And then the other little hidden gem, I don't think a lot of people know, Havasupai Indian Reservation in the Grand Canyon has a waterfall. It's a hidden little gem of a waterfall on the reservation, but it's an 8-mile hike. So anybody's into hiking and they're traveling and doing the 100-year anniversary special for the National Parks in the United States, they can do this hike and go see this little waterfall that's hanging out there.
All right.
On the reservation.
Cool.
But, and then another little tidbit I came across, the biggest pool in the world, it's over 9 football fields long, it's 115 feet deep, they pump the salt water from the Pacific Ocean and they treat it. It's open only to the guests and it's at San Alfonso Del Mar Resort in Chile. You have to see this pool.
I've seen a photo of that. I've seen a photo
Pardon?
Of it. I've seen a photo of that, yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I said, oh, 9 football fields long.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So that's a little, you know, but, you know, Chile just happened to have, recently an earthquake. Peru's been having, and Ecuador. Ecuador, they got a lot of work to do in Quito's and the towns that got hit by those recent earthquakes, just like in Japan.
Right.
So you got to kind of do some research there, you know, what you want to see and what you want to do right now, because Ecuador is not a big little country.
Nope.
A lot of people do jump off from Quito's to go to the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then in Barcelona, in Sagrada Towers, the church that's being built, they're claiming that it'll have 6 more towers. It's going to be finished in 2026.
Okay.
133 years it's been in the making since 1882.
133.
So by 2026, everybody should see a final tower being done. It'll be the tallest religious tower in Europe.
Okay.
But it's, you know, over 100 years after his death, it's finally going to be done.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's, I think they're going to probably have a lot of new celebrations in Spain for that, you know?
Okay.
And I mean, that's only 10 years from now.
Sure. All right.
Now the new thing is...
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate...
We're running out of time, Diane. I got to go.
I know.
We are all volunteers.
Back on next week.
All our programs
are
free.
Give everybody your phone number so they know how to get to
Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress.
Happy Mother's Day again to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent.
We're running out of time, Diane. I got to go.
We also have
you back on next week. Appreciate it. Give everybody your phone number so they know how to get in touch.
Please call Mommy Hunter at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. Mommy Hunter.
Happy Mother's Day again to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody listening.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
That's Diane Lane, DNL Travel. Give her a call for all those really cool adventures. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of